of the grass and the melting snow as we left the lowlands far below, when we spent the spring on the western shore as happy as anyone ever before, and the winter that found us hunkered down in the small stone cottage in the island town, for months of the blessed absence of light when we never left each other's sight. I can taste the salt, I can smell the peat, with you and the whiskey so bitter and sweet. I remember the season in Glasgow town, with our snug little attic and the pub right round, as our friends came by for a sing or a talk and our vicious fight on that cold dawn walk. I remember the castle where we vowed to meet, and the fog rolled in on Prince's Street, when all the town was a cold grey stone as I turned up my collar and I sat there alone. If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, oh, bring to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah, yeah. I'll give you jewelry, money too, but that's not all I do for you. Oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah, yeah.
You don't try to change your mind, follow my song.
We'll take a couple kindness yet for old lang
tea, the memory of all that way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
To be you, it had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Never be cross, try to be boss, they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. Baby, it had to be you, wonderful you. Had to be you.
shut the warning, I'm alive. Wake me warm, let me see in the room. Saxon sick on the holy dregs and their constant getting throw up on his leg. There are so many of you. Sell your mother for a hushy bar, grow up looking like a card bill. All you wanna do is live, all you wanna do is live, but some.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. It makes me see what I want to see. Be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you.
keys in his pocket. Kisses on my mouth with his eyes rolling out of his socket. Memories crumbling under solid steel resistance. I was torn out.
Seven card stud, I was playing for money, they was playing for blood. On the way back home, the big winner got mugged. Now he's just another loser like me. Losers, losers, I got took for my hoosers. But that shark got crowned, now he's grown being bound. And he's just another loser like me. See that kid sitting back at the bar, picking up a storm on a Martin guitar. That poor fool thinks he's gonna be a star. He's just another loser like me. Losers, losers, some are raggers and some are bluesers. Make a disco sound in a Hojo lounge with a bunch of other losers like me. When God appeared to St. John Wayne, he told him, Duke, I'm a-coming again. Life is just a wagon train, and I'm glad you're not a loser like me. Losers, losers, are 10-gallon bruisers. From Genghis Khan to the Fuller Brush Man, they're just a bunch of losers like me.
It's Dave Van Ronk, and a song called Losers. Coming out of, an extended set for the beginning of the new year. I don't know if Losers necessarily relates to the beginning of the new year or not, but there's a certain amount of self-awareness in the song that maybe we should pay attention to. We started off there shortly after midnight with Rebecca Pidgeon's rendition of Auld Lang Syne, coupled with the Sam Cooke classic Bring It On Home to Me, and a little bit of spoken word poetry there at the very beginning written by David Mamet. Rebecca and David frequently collaborate, and in fact collaborate on that great big male-female collaboration called Marriage. Rebecca Pidgeon, that'll be on an album coming out sometime, I believe, in the month of January, to be called, hold on a second, New York Girls Club. New York Girls Club. Auld Lang Syne, with an introduction by David Mamet. She's an actress as well. She's appeared in some of his work, some of his plays, and I think maybe even in a movie at some point along the way. And they co-write songs together as well. Just a creative pair, aren't they? So that's how we started that set. And then we heard Tom Waits from The Heart of Saturday Night, classic old Waits, the second album. And that song called New Coat of Paint. Let's put a new coat of paint on this lonely old town here on a loner's New Year's Eve on K-Rock. Billie Holiday's version of They Can't Take That Away From Me. There's something about that music, that era of music, that just is so appropriate on this particular night. Harry Connick Jr. and his version of It Had to Be You. Now, producer Manning, who is not in the room at the moment, was telling me, was reminding me that that music, which we took from the soundtrack to When Harry Met Sally? What is the name of that movie? Yes, When Harry Met Sally. Not Harry Connick, but the Harry that was played by Billy Crystal, right, in that movie. That there's something about that music being used during a scene that takes place actually on New Year's Eve. But I don't remember. The only thing I remember about that movie is the great scene in the diner. I'll have what she's having. Isn't that from When Harry Met Sally? I'll have whatever she's having. I believe that was where that scene came from. So there's Harry Connick Jr. And then we segued into The Move. We have been without that song, Do Ya? I mean, here we are, a classic rock station, right? During the week, anyhow. And we don't have that song here anywhere. We don't even have any. There is not a Move album here at the station. And I finally tracked it down on a best of. There are several different best ofs or greatest hits albums out there for The Move, and one of them has it and one of them doesn't. The first one I bought, which I bought track unseen, didn't have it, but then I tracked down this other one and it did have it. So, which is the one that has it, you want to know? I'll tell you. The one that's called Great Move, the best of The Move. What label is this? EMI, I guess. Then there's something else called The Best of The Move that's got like really cool things on it, like Cherry Blossom Clinic and Brontosaurus and stuff, and that's on some strange, it's an English label, actually. It's like an import. Music Collection Strand, I don't know, who knows. Anyhow, it is the one that's available, readily available in the States, does have Do Ya on it. The great classic rock and roll song that is. Do you want my love? U2's New Year's Day. I hope I'm amongst the first to play that song for you. New Year's Day 96, huh? Okay. We're just chugging along, man. Just moving right along. Pushing our way closer and closer to that great big millennium change. What kind of a scary night is that going to be? Let's not even think about it now. It's still 4 years off. We don't have to worry about it. Jefferson Airplane. When was the last time you heard Rejoice from After Bathing at Baxter's? I don't know why that popped into my head today, but it did. Grace Slick's reworking of James Joyce's Ulysses. And it's been in my head all day. There are so many of you. And so I tracked it down here and put it on the radio. Nina Simone with her version of Lilac Wine. That's the version that initially inspired Jeff Buckley to attempt to do a cover version, which he did on his album Grace, and a real fine cover version of the song as well. So we heard from Jeff from just a couple of weeks ago when he visited with us here on Idiot's Delight. He sang a new song, and that new song is the one that I just played for you. It's called Woke Up in a Strange Place. I wonder how many of our extended Idiot's Delight family will do that several hours from now. Wake up in a strange place. I've done that in my life, woken up in a strange place. Never on a New Year's Eve, though. I've always been a sort of a homebody on New Year's Eve. I was trying to remember interesting New Year's Eves. Oh, and finally, Dave Van Ronk with Losers. And the most memorable New Year's Eve for me that immediately pops out, don't know, I'm trying to remember now what year it was, 1966 maybe? There was a transit strike. Does anybody remember this? And the deadline for the strike was midnight, January 1st, and so the strike began. And I believe there was weather as well. There was definitely snow on the ground. I don't know if it actually snowed that night or not. And that one just stands out, like watching the news reports about the beginning of this massive transit strike here in New York. I think it was 66. Hanging out with my wife, who at the time she and I were like in college, you know, we barely knew each other like a year or so at the time. And we were spending the evening together at her house. Her parents were out, but we behaved. We didn't fool around. We just watched TV, watched the transit strike start. And that was that. When I was a kid, New Year's Eve, we'd go out on the porch, we'd make noise for 10 minutes, and the whole block would make noise for 10 minutes, 9th Street and Bayonne, and then we'd go back in and go to bed. That was New Year's Eve. And mostly in the last few years, New Year's Eve is just sort of like renting old movies, like I was talking about earlier. Nothing made before 1947, which was the year I was born, I guess. We count modern times with our own births, don't we? Hey, is anybody going to be as annoyed as I am over the fact that for the next few years now, we're going to have to hear about how all the baby boomers are turning 50? This is going to be like a slew of articles. You know what? I wish the media would just like shut down for a month. No, I don't. I mean, I wish the media would shut down for a year is what I mean. I just wish it would all, like, we should just all go live our lives, you know, and without having anybody reporting on it and or commenting on it and or alerting us to things we should be thinking. But we should just think about the things we want to think about. The whole media, everything, television, radio, newspapers, magazines, the internet, all that stuff. She just, like, all closed for a year. That's my wish for the new year. Well, I want to thank those of you who contacted me over the last week or so to remind me that I did not fulfill my New Year's resolution of last year, which was that I was determined to produce a best of the guests CD collection. I was emphatic in my resolve to do that, and of course I didn't. Oh, Producer Manning, when you return, would you bring some coffee back when you do that? Thank you. No, I didn't do that. I have no excuse other than the fact that I didn't do it. I just didn't get around to it. It's a long, involved task, and I have any number of other long, involved tasks that take up my time, so it didn't happen. But yes, that's what I would like to see that happen. I would like to, and in lieu of that, because it's not going to happen, the media is not going to go away. Newspapers aren't going to stop publishing, and radio stations and TV stations aren't going to sign off the air. In lieu of that, it is my intention to just ignore. I have my new John Irving collection. That's all I care about. I have, you know what I'm reading? I'm reading the new John Irving book. What is it called? Saving Piggy Sneed or something like that. I don't even remember what it's called. Trying to Save Piggy Sneed, which is a collection of memoirs and short fiction and criticism and stuff like that. It's not it's not a novel. It's not a full-fledged new work. It's stuff that's been published in magazines and stuff. But now it's finally in hardcover and it's just come out and I'm a real John Irving fan. I've got that and I've got Paul Theroux, is that how his name is pronounced? I don't think it's pronounced Theroux. I think it's pronounced Theroux. He's a novelist and a travel writer, and he's just put out a travel book called The Pillars of Hercules, which I'm wallowing in at the moment. It's a really neat concept. He decides to travel along the coast of the Mediterranean from the Rock of Gibraltar to the similar sort of rock that's on the other side of the Straits of Gibraltar in Morocco. Now, those two rocks, the Straits of Gibraltar, are only something like, 30 miles? They're 30 miles apart. The Straits are only like 30 miles wide. And the rest of the Mediterranean, go look at a map. You've forgotten this from your geography days, is landlocked. It's like a big lake. So he decides he's going to travel along the coast. He's going to take like a year and a half out of his life. Now, that means Spain, France, Italy, then all of those Eastern European countries that we don't even know what their names are anymore because their names are constantly changing, but even Bosnia is in there somewhere, and Bulgaria and places like that, and eventually make his way down into the Middle East, down through Jordan and Israel, and eventually over to Egypt, and then on into Africa. I mean, it's mind-boggling to think that all that land is in fact connected. It's all land. It's a landmass. And in the middle of it is this ocean, the Mediterranean. And so I am sharing in his journey vicariously in that wonderful way that we do when we read terrific travel writers. And that's all I really care about, you know, the love and security of my home, my family. I have this Paul Theroux and I have this John Irving book to take care of me for a couple of weeks and my music. And so I don't need the New York Times. I don't need the I don't need News Radio 88. I don't need Newsweek. I don't need anything with the word new in it. Happy New Year to you too. Happy Old Year. The old year was all right. It wasn't so bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm reading about how now I'm going to be turning 50 soon. And there's all these articles about how I'm facing this crisis, the baby boom generation, which I am a member of. I don't want to read about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. Go away. Leave me alone. Is this my coffee? Thank you. Goodbye. Producer Manning is ensconced in some other activity down in the production. Are you almost done? Are you almost done? Okay, good. Okay. Go ahead. Sure. Okay. Bye. So, where was I? In addition to having this desire, now we'll just segue immediately out of that. This is WXRK New York, 92.3 K-Rocks. New Year's Eve. In addition to having a desire to hear Rejoice by the Jefferson Airplane, I have had the voice of Lenny Bruce buzzing around in my head for a couple of days. Very specifically, the classic Lenny Bruce routine, if you can call it that, that was recorded at Carnegie Hall back in the winter of, I believe it was 1963. Let me check now. It was February. The famous, yes, February 4th. No, it was earlier than 63. It was 61. The famous February 4th, 1961 snowstorm Lenny Bruce Carnegie Hall concert. I have had this floating around in my head now for several days. And as you know, the way that I deal with this sort of phenomenon is to take these things out of my head and put them on the radio. This is Lenny Bruce. The piece is called Christ and Moses.
Again, relating to theology. And then it relates again to the flag of just the same laborious, ponderous chairs they'll lay down and tell you things that you know, obvious things, you know. Yeah, gotta be your religious leader who get out there. This is this. Are you a Christian? Definitely a Christian? What's a Christian mean? Well, that I'm as much in his image as I can be. Okay, that's beautiful, because Christ was a delight. Oh, Moses, just beauty, you know. If you are like them, then that's it, man. Then I love you, because then I know you'll relate to everyone the way the Christ and Moses that I have read of. that Christ or Moses, that would just, how would they relate to any school scene? Christ, but children, Nafkas, come on, that's relating, just pure love. Yeah. So Christ and Moses in heaven, I don't know where it is, I know it's not up there, because I believe that the earth revolves. And sometimes you can go to heaven at 12:07 and go to hell at 6:30. Be a great name for a book, right? Hell is to the left. Yeah, maybe right now, yeah. So, okay, now Christ and Moses look at the earth and they say, well, obviously the book is bombing down there. Gideon's just shoving it in motel drawers and that's all. Through usage, yeah, it's lost impact. Yeah, do a rewrite on it, definitely. It's about time for that. Yeah. Certain things are complete superstition, have no validity at all in the Bible, man. Yeah, they're just the antithesis of everything that is correct intellectually. But some of the basic things, heavy, beautiful. So they'll make the earth. Let's see, Christ and Moses come down, Saturday, shul day. Synagogue day, right? Let's make all the shuls, right? Second Avenue shuls, real shuls. Shuls that the gypsies took over. Because it was storefront synagogues. Now the gypsies are cooking there. So now, yeah, we go to the West Coast. See, there's all kinds of shuls. Like, did you see the Sullivan show that had Salminio on it? What was he doing? That's Salminio reading the Bible. Luther Adler. What's that nut doing, man? I think he got really... It got even too heavy-handed for Sullivan because he copped out later. They got, like, Sal Mino is reading the Bible.
Then it should be Sullivan.
I'm looking at this, and it's very strange. Now Sullivan comes out and he goes, I don't want people to think that this reflects the tenor of Exodus. What he was telling the people is it's not that dull, boring crap in the Bible, you know. Ben-Hur stoops Esther a lot. There's a lot of tits in the picture, and it's really horny, but don't... That's what he said. He said, you know, people get the impression that it's really, that's what he says. Yeah. It's dull, like, yeah, but, yeah. Songs of Esther really haste you. Yeah. I mean, that's a beautiful part of the Bible. Okay. Right. West Coast, Christ and Moses will make reformed shuls, reformed rabbis. So reformed, they're ashamed they're Jewish. And they got a different sound. Is it typical reformed rabbi sound? Service, right? 12:01 Saturday night. And it should be said that the children of Israel. Ha ha, Israel. Where is Israel? Is yonder Israel? Out quench on flaming yahrzeit candle, Israel. That is the Israel of Chabellion David and Ruth and Cheryl Ann and Joy. Oh, Rabbi, that was a beautiful speech. Thanks a lot. You like that, Vidal? Tough top my head. Oh, yeah. All right, now... Sunday, Christ and Moses fly to New York, transcontinental, $88 to Chicago, $30. All right, now let's see what they would make. They'd probably make, they say, what's playing at St. Pat's? Good double bill, Spellman and Sheen. That's okay. Oh, Mr. Spellman, oh, Mr. Sheen. Okay, now, Christ and Moses both possessed humility. Why? Wisdom. That's it. Anybody who is secure, there's never any hostility, because he's cool. Yeah. Anyone who is above you, even. So they just stand on the back of St. Patrick's, and they'd listen, look around. Cardinal Spellman would be relating love and giving and forgiveness to the people, and Christ would be confused, because their route took them through Spanish Harlem. And they would wonder what 40 Puerto Ricans were doing living in one room. This guy had a ring on it, was worth $8,000. And he would wonder at the grandeur. See, weren't the Puerto Ricans living here? It's clean and nice. What does it all mean? And what? And they'd just be shucking back and forth and talking. And maybe Bishop Sheen would see them back there and run up to Spellman on the lectern. Psst, I want to talk to you for a minute. Well, you go back to the Black Ward and stop bugging me now. I want to talk to you. I've got a customer in the back. All right, put the choir on for 10 minutes. What is it? What is it? You'll never guess who's here. Who's here? You're gonna...
You're not going to believe me. You're going to think I've been drinking. All right, who's here? Christ and Moses. Are you putting me on now? I'm telling you they're here. Are you sure it's them? Well, I've just seen them in pictures, but I'm pretty sure it's them. Moses is a ringer for Charlton Heston, and I'm sure. Where are they standing? In the back. Don't look now, you idiot. They can see us. Christ and Moses, both of you. They're way in the back there. Did Christ bring the family? What's his mother's name? That's weird. I read the book today, too. I'm so nervous. Mary. Mary what? I don't know. Mary Hale? No. Mary Hale. Hail Mary? Harry Mary? No, I don't know what that looks. Oh, yeah. Hail Mary. Oh, Hail Mary, full of grace, Thompson. They're very thick with the DuPonts. I know. Montauk Point. They got Sophie Tucker with Moses posing. Take that Hebrew National banner down. Mr. Jess, will you get off the Madonna? That's not a stat. All right, give me a direct line to Rome, quickly. Rome. All right. Hello. John Fran in New York. Listen, a couple of kids dropped in, and, yeah, you know them. Well, I can't really talk right now. Excuse me. Hello, we're from Newsweek, and we want to know if they have State Department clearance, and is that really them? Yes, it is them. Sonny, get off my hand. Yes, that is them, dear, yes. I don't know if they're going to do any tricks today. I don't know. Yes, they can fly. No, Mary Martin isn't God's mother, and get the hell out of here now. Hello. You know them. One kid is, with a cross of bop. No, not Zorro. Damn, that's right. He brought a very attractive Jewish boy with him. Oh, he got to do something. Well, I know, I can't put him up at your place. No, I didn't paint or anything. Oh, I got a lot of kids staying over here. Look, what are we paying protection for? That's right. Just get him over here, that's all. Yeah. I don't want to hear about that. Look, all I know is that we're up to our ass in crutches and wheelchairs. Is that good enough for you? The place is ridiculous here. Yeah. They're in the back. Way in the back. Of course they're white. Yeah. Yeah. This is New York. Puerto Ricans stand in the back. That's right. I don't know. Which ones are they, Sheen? The ones that are glowing. Yeah.